Glory, glory, glory. Glory, 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 glory. 1 Timothy 3:15. Yeah. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I tarry long, it is Paul, that thou mayest know how thou ought to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth, that you may know how you ought to behave. So we have church culture. We have things that we do, hallelujah, in the house of God. Now, I will say a few things I said in the first service for you. Yeah, we're talking about our believers must know how to flow with the Spirit. It is taught. It's understood. So I gave an illustration on, you know, why you must be familiar. If you're not familiar with someone or something, you won't know what the person is doing. So you could be in a place and, you know, you have the Holy Ghost moving and you feel, what's going on? Because you are not used to it. So Paul says, concerning spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 12:1, I would not have you ignorant. Which means you must know how to flow with the Spirit. You must know it. It must be something you learn. I was saying in the earlier service that, you know, oftentimes we have this, as it were, two emphases. Some will emphasize doctrine. What I mean by that? Bible study, intense Bible study, and almost give no room for the moving of the Spirit. Some of us will just be talking about the moving of the Spirit and miracles and signs and wonders, and almost little study. But God wants His church. Kenneth Hagin said, what does God want to do now? What does He want to do today? He wants us to have strong local churches who, you know, are filled with the Word of God. They are taught the Word of God, built upon the Word, and know how to flow with the Spirit. Know how to flow with the Spirit. There's such a thing as knowing how to flow with the Spirit. And the fact that you didn't see it doesn't mean it's not happening. You remember in Matthew 17, Jesus took his disciples to go and pray. And, you know, that's not the first time they go and pray. So, they just slept off. And while they were sleeping, was the glory of God there? Yeah, but they were sleeping. So it's impossible, you know, it could also be they were making noise. Right? They were chatting with a friend. But the glory of God was there. In fact, arguably, one of the most remarkable things that happened in the four Gospels happened there. But these guys were sleeping. In fact, scripture says their eyes were heavy. So which means that whatever happens in a meeting is based on your cooperation. God is not going to keep you awake. God is going to get you blessed, whether you like it or not. I remember I was in a meeting years ago, 1993, about December, and it was in Rema Chapel, Oluyole, Ibadan, and then was pastored by Reverend Victor Adeyemi, and pastor of Global Harvest Church. So I was doing this series called The Anointing. And I came with friends. Now, I was Pentecostal. And I'd seen people fall under the power. I'd seen that before. I'd seen move of the Spirit. So the first time I went for that church, was a Sunday before. We're going to, you know, somebody told us to go to the church. There's this man of God in the Bible. And also myself and a friend. Three of us. So we were disappointed that he wasn't the one minister. No, we're not disappointed. We didn't know him anyway. So this particular, his associate pastor was ministering, and I mean, that day was quite unique. I mean, it was supposed to be normal Sunday service, so we just started singing the song, "Oh God, hear the cry of the," and that was when the song came out that year. "Oh God, as we call on your name," and that's how we all began to pray in burdens. I'd prayed in burdens before, but it was not really strong. But that day we prayed so strong in burdens that he couldn't preach. And we just prayed. It was a Sunday service. I think We couldn't end the service about past one, since maybe 8 or 9. So it was a unique experience. So we invited, today we used to call that song now, Oh God. That's what it's called. Ah, in fact, then when we do prayer and say, yeah, sing Oh God for us. Oh God, it was as we pray, you know. When I finally got that tape, I listened to that tape till the tape ran away, you know. So by the time we went for the next series was the anointing. So of course I was already really curious. I was really curious about, you know, I've seen things of the spirit in a measure, but I've not seen kind of where things. So that day, so he began to lay hands on people. And I saw different demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. So I was now watching. I was just watching. So I heard loud and clear the way I will hear this loudspeaker. Close your eyes. I'm not talking to you. I shut my eyes. And as soon as I shut my eyes, I was in a trance. As soon as I did, I was just watching. This was about, this is 2002 now, this is about that's 29 years ago. No, or maybe just 28 plus. So, wow. I remember I said by my friend that went for that meeting, Sunday, as we were going, we did not speak to each other. You know that kind of, you know, something came on you. Who knows what I'm talking about? You just, I'm not saying you should not speak to somebody in the car. We're just quiet. So when we got home, we thought, what just happened? I said, that's the power of God. Hallelujah. But you know, I won't be like that anymore. Over the years, I've learned how to flow with the Spirit. Woe betide me if I'm in a place and the Holy Ghost is moving, I don't know. You should know. You know, there was one meeting I went for here in Lagos. And I remember Mark Hankins was ministering. So when I saw him later, he said, thank you for helping me out that day. What happened? You know, as soon as he was preaching, I mean, this was a few years ago, I knew what was going on. Why? Not any special knowledge, because I was familiar with it. Familiar. Of course, the meeting afterwards, as soon as I saw what he was doing, experience. I just keyed into the flow of the Spirit. And many more people got blessed. So there's something about just, you know, knowing by experience. You may know how you ought to be. That's the way we behave. We know how to flow with the Spirit. See, I know how to flow with the Spirit. See, I know how to flow with the Spirit. See, every service cannot be the same. The services you come in for and we just, you know, do the teaching, which is the typical church Sunday service. But there are meetings that are called Holy Ghost meetings. When we come for such meetings, we know how we ought to behave. Hallelujah. We know how we ought to behave. We know how to get into the flow. And we also know, anyway, how to kill the flow. Yeah, we can. Just like what I said, I was just watching. You know, that's carnal. That's carnal. Like we said earlier on, when your mind is full of life's challenges, you are blocking the flow of the Spirit. But when your mind is open for God to walk through you to bless others, you are yielding to the Holy Ghost. See, I yield to the Holy Ghost. So there are intelligent things that one can do. You know, let me say this. There are things you can never get. That can never happen to you when you are alone. They only happen when you come together with fellow believers in a particular place. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 23 and 24. Paul says, when the whole church is come together, he said, it is online, no? He said, in one place. In one place. In one place. So there's such a thing as a supernatural place. A place. I was saying this in the first service. I went for a meeting a while back. And myself and another minister who is elderly to me and of course a senior friend. who he was supposed to meet there. He got there late. So I came for, I came ahead of him. So when the meeting was over, I now chatted him up. And I said, you know what? I've been in the ministry a few years. I'd never seen much of what I saw today. So we began to talk. Now, so later on, he got the CDs of the meeting. And we were talking about it. I said, there is no way this... I watched the CD myself. I said, there is no way this can capture what I'm talking about. No. You know, smelling food doesn't mean you ate part of it. You'll be full, but you're hungry. You were not there. Imagine if there were Pentecost, you went for a wedding. People doing you are powerful. You know? And when they now told you what happened. You now say, wow, God moved. They now give you the teaching. Right? Or you downloaded the video from Living Word Media. The cocoa is that you were not there. You were not there. So there's something about, you know, the kind of honor we give to those gatherings. And I'm not talking about this kind of meeting. I'm saying it could be two or three in your living room. You know, there's such a thing about a place. And when we revere those places. See, I'll say this to all of us who are world people. Christocentric or whatever name we go by. You see, sometimes in curing an extreme, I've seen people go to another extreme. Now, we know there are people who literally worship some places. They'll say, there's this place that a man of God had his bath. So they'll go there and having their bath. That's extreme. So there's this place. This one. And they do stuff like that. Now, because of the light of the word, some of us have now crossed over to the place does not matter. It's what you have inside. See, I would have preferred that other one. Right? This one I just said is empty. It's empty. Because the truth of it is, God uses men. He does. I showed you the scripture. God uses men. And he uses certain events. There are events that when you miss them, you have missed them. Remember when Jesus went to his disciples? How come he kept saying pray? He said, can't you do it for 1 hour? Like, can't you guys just hold on? He said, Master, we'll pray. Now, when he came back the third time, they now said they're ready to pray. He said, no, that time has gone. Sleep on. You don't always have the time. Oh, I don't have to come for this year's camp meeting. Let me come for next year's one. This year is even from next year. It's quite different. And there's such a thing, you know, as I like what somebody said. He said, going to church is like going to catch a flight. You don't determine the time you want to get there. You must be there before the flight takes off or you have missed it. There are certain things that can happen that will have happened before you got in. Have you been to a meeting before that? Things had happened before some people came in. And they will literally not know what happened. Who knows what I'm talking about? They won't know what happened. They say, why is everybody singing? As it was, you know, because they were not there. So have that same honor and sensitivity for the gathering of believers that thou mayest know how you ought to behave. So we have different kinds of meetings. We have what we call Holy Ghost meetings. We have teaching meetings. We have that most of our Sundays. We have prayer meetings every day as a church. It's all scripture. You know, we have outreaches where we go to reach the unsaved. We have healing services like healing school and some other meetings we have. But there's such a thing called Holy Ghost meetings. Now in Holy Ghost meetings, just like we did a couple of minutes back, we just allow the demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. Now let me give you a small warning. Don't have a pattern by which the Holy Ghost must move. Don't have a pattern, you know, by which the Holy Ghost must move. The Holy Ghost moves in different ways. There are manifestations and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes it's just for that meeting. And that's what it is. So be open to the moving of the Spirit. Now what usually happens is that there are impartations. There's such a thing as impartation. In fact, let me surprise you. You know, I've seen people, you know, twist what I say. I've seen people lie against me. If a month or two passes, I don't get any lie, I think I'm backsliding. I'm so used to it. But the one I heard recently, that one requires a bit of Bible study. I've not seen that kind of lie before. This minister went to another minister and said that, I don't believe in laying on of hands. Even the devil has said, I can't tell that lie. I mean, a minister, I mean a renowned person, maybe not exactly all over the country, but some really know. And I said, this is a very strange lie. Say, I don't. I say that everything the believer has is in Christ. You know, that's exactly the opposite. People like that way. See, there's such a thing as impartation in meetings. For example, in this service, I saw something, I'm going to say it, that those of us who are in leadership, it could just be in your home, or any kind of leadership, there was an impartation of supernatural wisdom. So that you are going to handle crisis effectively. I saw it happened during that period where we're ministering. You get it? It happened. Amen. Say we receive that. Say we receive that. Because Holy Ghost meetings are not an end. They are a means to, they lead to something. We take the joy home. Amen. We take it to what we do. We take the boldness to what we do. We take the revelation to our world. We take the stirrings to our world. We're not edified to just get excited. We're edified to improve upon our relationships. You see, I see you more joyful at home. Amen. I see you much more precise, you know, in knowing the things of the Spirit in different things that you do. I see that. And you are closer to revelation than you think. Yeah, you are. You know, you are. You know, look at the book of Genesis. I was saying this, was it 2-3 weeks ago? Then look at the book of Genesis. I mean, for the writer of Hebrews to say, some entertain angels on their way. Look at how Abraham just said, we had these visitors. And simply told them, go and prepare food. I mean, the way they interacted with the supernatural, much more now. Hallelujah. You are in a supernatural world. So, don't get uneasy about angelic appearances. It's your realm. It is. They are just around you. Don't get uneasy about seeing things in the spirit. You know why you see them? Because you are born again. That's all. Because you are born again. We are getting to a point where miracles will be grateful, thankful, will be, you know, we acknowledge the power of God. But we are not surprised. Say, miracles don't surprise me. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. So you must know how you ought to behave. How you ought to behave. When you come in meetings like that, how do you behave? We said earlier on, you are not thinking about being blessed. You are thinking about being a blessing to others. Hallelujah. Look at Psalm 29. And 9. Are we the temple of God? Is this garden the temple of God? And the temple of the Holy Ghost. So there are things we say. Psalm 29 verse 9. Are you there? Read it out. I'll wait for you. Read it out. Huh? In his temple? Everyone what? No, did you not see the King James? The word "of" is italicized. So in the temple, everyone says, "Glory." Oh, you didn't get that. In the temple, everyone says, "Glory." You didn't get it. In the temple, this house, right? Everyone says, "Glory." Sit down. So, What are we allowed to say here? So, what does glory mean? The work of the Spirit. Miracles. Signs. Wonders. Right? Revelations. So, we don't say glory just as an exclamation. When we say glory, we mean the sick are healed. When we say glory, it means my back pain is gone. When we say glory, my liver is healed. When we say glory, I'm saying that my heart is functioning well. When we say glory, my needs are met. My bills are paid. When we say glory, oh, my ministry is strengthened. When we say glory, my brother is healed. When we say glory, that's what we are saying. In his temple, we say glory. Sit down. That thou mayest know. You know, I felt like laying hands on you. Hey, sister. Two times I saw you. I saw me do it. Yeah. Amen. You must have been believing God for something. I don't know what it is. But you know what? Yeah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Just saw myself lay hands on her twice. In his temple, they say glory. That's what they say. We don't murmur here, right? Do we complain here?
No.
Do we grumble?
No.
What do we say?
No.
In his temple, you are not allowed to complain. Right? In his temple. It's his own temple. In his temple. In his temple. We say glory. Get up! Get up! Run! 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 Woo! In his temple. In his temple. Sit down. Sit down. In his temple. In his temple. In his temple. How about this? Visions and revelations of the Spirit. Glory to God. 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 Amen. We're going to do those meetings again. I don't want this to be about me. Is that clear? See, the truth is that you are that temple. You are with that temple. You are in that temple. Yes, anywhere we look at it, you are there.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we say his glory. We see his glory. Why would they say glory in his temple? Because his temple is filled with his glory. With his glory. Answers for Thursday are here. Answers for Monday are here. Answers for 6 p.m. today are here. Yeah. Answers of yesterday are here. Answers of July are here. Yeah, they are here. Answers of that which you want to do in Ghana, they are here. Answers. answers of why the delay is happening are here. Because his temple is a place of revelation. And we have that revelation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, this week, you're going to do something. You are going to flood this week with joy and revelation. You are not permitted to murmur this week. You are not allowed to frown. You are allowed to oh my God. The only permission you have is to spread joy. The whole week. Yeah, let not your heart be troubled.